Good morning, everyone.
Yes, it's good to be here in the Lord's Day, in the court, you know, God's presence is always wonderful. So we hear a song called Good Father. When I was listening to this Christian music, it really inspired me. And who am I talking to? Who am I praying? So we are praying to the, you know, God who is dear to us, and He is our Father. So that is something that is a basic, you know, principle concept that who we are talking to. We all know, but we want to make sure that we got the right way to pray. Well, I wanted to show you that some lyrics, but it's okay. Well, we had a good summer. I think, you know, we can feel that it's going to be, you know, pretty soon we'll have a fall season, autumn. Yes, after vacation, after we had a good relaxation and a good trip, we all go back to work. Not only we go back to work, we go back to college. You know, there are many students who has came back home, well, spent time with the parents, and they all left, and some young people, they just move into a new school. They just graduated from high school. Now they are back to, you know, college, and they just settled down, and they wanted to start, you know, a new freshman. That's good. We'll all go back to work, go back to college. But all the great students, they go back to their school. How about us? We go back to church, go back to basic school of prayer. We've been praying for all of our lives. Once we know that this is very important, we've been praying to the Lord. So I want to go back to the very simple and very basic facts that sometimes we miss it. So let us read the scripture this morning. It's from Psalm chapter 23, verse 6. It's a very famous passage. Along with it, Psalm 119, verse 40. So let us begin. 시작. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Next. I long to obey your commandments, renew my life with your goodness. Yes, God's goodness, God's hesed, tov, God's kindness, God's, you know, grace. That's what we really need. That's who God is. And this is not just a temporary, you know, goodness. It is forever, forever, forever. That's what we really need. This is something that we're really asking God. Surely your goodness will follow me the rest of my life and forever. Lord, please renew my life with your great love, kindness, and grace and goodness. This is something that we really have to ponder on the fact that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. So my sermon series is back to school of prayer, basic principle. So who do we talk to when we pray to the Lord? Pray to a good, good Father who is always good, always good. This is basic, but sometimes we miss it, the great point. So who do you think you are talking to? You know, sometimes we get irritated, you know, somebody just called me, but we don't know who is calling. I have a contact list of about 3,000. You know, whoever called me, I just, you know, save it, whoever called me, because I don't want any spam call. So always when we, you know, just look at the phone, we figure out who is the one who is calling me. It's my wife, my children, my friend, pastor, whoever. We want to know who is on the other side. So then if I know who is calling me, You know, sometimes, you know, somebody called me, but we don't know. So they just, do you have any spam call? They just didn't say who they are. They just kept talking. They don't even give you a chance to, respond. They just keep talking. That's sometimes it's irritating. You know this is a spam call. But once you know that your close one, your friend's calling you, you know who they are, and you know how to respond, what would be the appropriate way to talk to you, what is the tone of my voice, all of that. So it's very important that who is calling me, and who am I talking to. Once you know the somebody who is calling, if you know the person, then it really determines what kind of conversation you will have. So, who do you talk to? That is something we know, it's God. We are praying to the Lord, but we have to know very basic thing is that my goal is, the reason that we are learning this passage is that our prayer will be very effective, it's powerful, once you know that God is always, always good God. If we miss that point, we miss the whole thing. We come to the Lord. Yeah, I come to the presence of the Lord. He is always good, always good. I know Him, but sometimes I forget. Let's talk about it this way. Can you explain to somebody that something bad thing happened to you? I mean, it's so bad that you don't even want to have that one happen to you again. But it turns out to be good. First, I thought it was so bad. Just like, for instance, for me, it's just like my hands. It's bad thing happened to me. Wow, it was worse. You know, oh, wow. Because, the painful thing is that, the blood it doesn't circulate. It's just stuck there. It's just accumulated. So it's kind of like there's a pressure. Once you, that pressure doesn't go unless you release that blood. Make it circulate. It wasn't working. So they just, wow. How they did was, just give me the numbing infusion, shock. And once I got shot, that was so painful. I did that, finger surgery, and they're just poking the needle on my nail. So that way that all the blood will be released. It will go away. And so the blood will circulate somehow. So that was the painful moment. But after that, do you think that the doctor is the one who causing all the pain? So do you call the doctor that he is a bad doctor? What do you think? Is he a good doctor or is he a bad doctor? Something happens, something bad thing happens in our lives. We're going through the painful moment. Not only physically, emotionally, we do go through all those processes. So, we know we have to pray to the good God, even in the midst of the bad time. So, how do you fill up your prayer? Sometimes we are helpless, especially when you're going through the bad time. So Paul said, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, any difficulties that we run into, because we don't know how to pray. For what we need to pray, but the Spirit intercedes along with our groans that cannot be expressed in words. In words. We don't know what to say when you're going through the difficult time, especially. You just kind of numb and you don't know what to say. Lord, I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't even know how to pray at this kind of circumstances. How do you feel about it? Sometimes you're in a good time, you want to pray. Even you want to get up early morning, you want to pray. But there's sometimes we don't know how to pray. We need God's help. Because we are not very good at prayer anytime, would you like to be a better prayer? I think that's why we were learning this lesson. Like, I want to be a PhD, you know, in prayer. You know, I want a world-class prayer. You know, I'll be the professional prayer. So that's why we need to go back to school of prayer. But wait a minute. Can I be the professional prayer? Can I be the good prayer? Can I be good at prayer? That is a wrong way to approach. This is basic, but we try to be a great prayer, right? Like, you know, we have seen so many. Elijah, now, that's a great prayer. He was against all the Baal worshippers. Wow, you want to be a great one. The confidence here is not confidence in my own ability to talk God and to doing something He doesn't want us to do. Then where do we get the confidence that He will listen to us? Is this a prayer that's going to be working? We have all those kind of questions, but this is the way we get confidence when we are learning how to pray. It is confidence in God's ability to answer. It's not my own ability, but God's ability to answer our prayers because His character. What is His character? His character is goodness. He's always good. If He's always good, we will have a confidence. We will not have any problem. If I go through the painful moment, He's always good. That determines our confidence. Because I'm weak. Paul said, we are weak. We don't know how to pray. We need Holy Spirit's help. We don't know how to express in words. God knows. But if we put our confidence in God's ability, then we'll boldly come to the Lord and we'll pray. So understanding who God is, what God is really like, will really help us to pray confidently. So that is a basic. We always want it to be, you know, we have to have a good habit of praying, you know, early morning, you know. Every moment I have to do it. You depend on your ability, but think deeply. No, that will help you, but main confidence, the real focus is on God's ability, His character. So if we have a wrong idea about who God is, misconception about God, then our prayer won't be that powerful and effective. See, some of us, you know, think that God is the blank God. He's a grumpy God. No, He's always upset. We can't please Him. You know? If you think that God is a grumpy God, then when you pray to the Lord, He may not like my prayer. Right? That's something that really prevents us to come to the Lord and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. No, He is not grumpy God, right? We know that. But sometimes we feel like it, we can't even really see Him. You know, like a God is like a crouching tiger. Whenever I make a wrong move, He will punch. So we're just afraid to pray to the Lord. That is wrong concept. Wow, we have to keep the rules all the time. He's a policeman, he's a cop. Oh, well, yes, we have to keep the law, but not every time. He He demands us, He gives us command. You have to do a certain thing. You didn't do this, you didn't keep the rule. It's kind of dictator. Or are you a good man or a bad man like a Santa Claus? Are you naughty or you are nice? If you're nice, I will give you a gift. But if that is who God is, then wow, we will have trouble to have a conversation with the Lord. That is not really. Last one is like a Plato. Yeah. Make us into any form of God way He wants us to do. Wow. That is so wrong. So wrong. God is good all the time. That is a key point. Right concept of the real God is really helping us. Who is He? Really, who is He? He is a caring Father. About everything, every detail of our lives, He cares for. He said, cast your cares upon Him. Just because God cares for you. Cast all your anxiety, all your problem, your difficulties. All, He says, all difficulties, all your cares and concern. He's caring God. So then He's not a grumpy. He's not a demanding too much. He is gracious God. Once you have that, once you believe that, then we will have, we will enjoy the moment of prayer. Consistent God. He is not a flickering God. He changes His mind every time. No, He doesn't change. He never changed His love. In His love, nothing will separate us from His love. He's always consistent. He's always caring. He's so close to you as you pray. He's right next to us. Always is close to us. He's competent. Yes. There's nothing He can do. There's no impossible for God. Since God is, God can do anything, so your prayer can do anything. Wow. He's competent God. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He is almighty God. He's omnipresence. He's here. He's there. Anywhere. We can do a mighty thing and greater things than ever even Jesus Christ have done, but not done. He will do it with us. He will do it for us. So this is a right concept of who God really is. Most of all, God is good God. God is good God. Your prayer is dependent on who do you think God is. That is really important for your life, but not only your life, it's including your prayer life. So we have to have a right idea of who God is. And you should have that experience, experiencing God. Oh, this is who God was, and this is who God is. This is who God will be for me. Wow. So that is beginning point. When you have a right theology, when you know who God is, and your prayer life, and your daily life will be changed totally. See, it's a basic, so basic. But we run into that pitfall. You know, I have to be a great prayer, you know. It's not me. It is God's ability to answer. And who God is, His character is very important. Who is your God? Is He good all the time? That is very important. Basic principle that we can start from. Who do you think you are talking to? Who do you think you are talking to? To a good Father. To a good Father. See, He can't just punish us what we deserve. Psalm 103, verse 12, according to the Living Bible translation, He has not punished us as we deserved for all our sins that we have committed. Because for His goodness, His mercy, kindness, He has removed our sins as far away from us. As the east is from the west. You can see west because it's far away. It's endless. It's all gone. You can't even find it. Your all sins is gone. That much it is good. It is good. Once we believe that God is good God, then we can do anything with prayer. We are praying to the good God. You know, if God is not good God, there's no reason to pray. There's no motivation to pray. Because He's not a good God. He's a grumpy God. Whoa, He's not happy. He always displeased. If that is who God is, if God is not good God, nothing we can do. So, whenever you come to the Lord, oh, good God, good Father, my Lord, I know you listen to my prayer because you are good God. When God created the whole world, He said, tall, good. It is so good, very good. He's only good God. Because He is there, there is a good, always goodness. So based on the God's goodness, we can pray to the Lord. He's caring, He's close to us, He's consistent, He's competent, He is good Father. In Old Testament, you can't even call God for thousand years, you can't even call God Father. You know, even you can't even call His name, Yahweh. So they changed it to Lord. You can't even name His name. You can't even call, hey, God. No, you can't do that. That's why they were forbidden to call His own name. They say, we call Him Lord. Especially in our prayer. We can't even call His name. Not even they even call Him Father. But all the disciples asked Jesus, can you teach us how to pray? The first word was, our Father in heaven. Jesus Christ is the one who broke all those stereotypes about God. We can't even call His name. Now we can call Him, He is a Father. This Father is kind of daddy, right? There's intimacy. Wow, there's security. When we go to the Lord, my God, my Father, there's no problem. He will take care of everything. So Jesus Christ is the one who broke all those barriers. We don't have that anymore. You know, when my children, Esther, Moses, and David, they don't call me daddy. They call me Appa. They know how to call me. They know the Korean word Appa is a more intimate way to approach it to their father. And they even call my wife Amma in Korean language because that makes it more closer, right? Instead of Korean, English. So why don't we call God Father? It's a more intimate way to endearment and intimacy and security that expresses how I feel about God. You're a good God. But not only good, you're my Father. See, this is, I'm laying out the very basic, something we always have been missed. So our prayer should not be elegant or fancy. It just shows how much you love the Lord. That's all matters. So once you know who God is, our prayer will be enjoyable. You can enjoy the moment that, wow, I've come to the Father. There's nothing, you know, become between us, between God and us. So let's think about two things about prayer. Because God is always, always a good father. Who God is in our prayer. Good father and prayer between all. There's a connection. That's what we want to learn. Two things. Because God is always good, God's plans are always good too. Okay, are you still with me? He's not a grumpy God, okay? He's not a dictator. No. He is good God. So his plan is supposed to be good too. Because his character is good. Any plan is supposed to be good, right? Okay, let's see what the Bible says then. Can we read it all together? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, according to New Century Version. Let's begin. I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. My plans will give you hope and a good future. And when you call to me, pray to me, I will listen to you. There's two things. There's God's plan. There's a connection between God's plan and our prayer, right? Yeah, God is a good God, good plan, and our prayer. There's a, this good connection. If you don't believe that God's plan is good, our prayer is meaningless. When we pray to the Lord, He has a good plan for us. The plan is not hurting you. No. If you believe that Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, that your prayer will be strong and powerful because you believe that God's plan is good. And you have a strong confidence that I can come to the Lord with God's promise. God's promise. Plan and prayer, there's a good connection. Wow. God's goodness and prayer, there's always good connection. Hopefully, oh, there you go. Yes, connection between plans and prayer. How do I know God's plan? When you pray, you will realize and God will reveal to you, us, God's plan. The more you pray, you will learn more about God's plan. The more you pray, the more you're going to understand God's plans for your life. Wow. That is how we pray. That's why we want. We come to the Lord and pray to the Lord because I want to know your will. The God's will that it doesn't hurt me. God's will there's a good future, good hope. Wow. So, you know, because we don't pray and because we don't know God's will, sometimes we make a bad choice. It is our choice. It's our bad choice. But God will still work together for goodness. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Can we read it all together? 시작. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. And all called according to His purpose, His plan, His will, His plan, God's good plan. According to God's plan, that you've been called, but you do everything to do for God. You love God. You love God's plan. But sometimes we choose my own plan. Even though we made a bad choice, God will still work together for His goodness. Work together for God's goodness. Wow. Because God is always good. His plans are always good. God didn't promise that everything that happens in your life will be good, will be happy ending. It didn't say it is everything will happen. God didn't promise that everything will end in happy ending. No. God said it is His plans for you. You have a choice to make. God didn't promise that everything will turn, everything's good. Then we are robot. No, we do have a bad choice sometimes. We do that. That's why it ended up in a not good situation. We could run into the problem. God said, I have good plans for you. So which one would you choose? You want my plan or your own plan? And there's big differences. So when we made a bad choices, but God still, because it's a God will cause everything, even we made a bad choice and good choice, it will make it work for good. Wow, that's the one what God has promised. So when we made a bad choice, keep on praying, oh, I didn't know it was a bad choice, Lord. Sorry, Lord. God will make us sense that, oh, this is not God's plan. I took the wrong way. God, I want to go to according to your purpose, your plan. So everything is not working together for good for everybody in the world, but for those who, according to God's purpose, plan, and that's the plan that you love. If you love the Lord and His plan, then God will work in our lives, make it good. Wow. So God is always good, and His plans are always good. Always good. And make it work for goodness. When you make a cake, we have many ingredients. But if you taste just one, each ingredient, would it be, taste good? For instance, if you, you know, eat the, just the flour itself, wow, can you taste any? I don't think you can taste just a cake. No, it's just flour. How about the egg? Have you ever tasted egg, just raw eggs? Does it taste good? Or baking soda? Or Crisco, it was oil. But once you mix it all together, it makes great strawberry cake, or chocolate cake, or any kind of cake that you put in together. Any bitter thing, you put it in a batter, you can make it better. Yes, you put them all together, and that makes good taste. God took all those sour, bitter thing, put it and make it all mix it together better, and it will make it much better. Yeah, God will make it all good. All those bad choices we made, God will tell us that's good. That's not a good choice. God will give us a chance to make it better. And compound it and just mix it all together. So, we all know the story of Joseph. Wow, that his brothers hate him. Hate his guts. They didn't like Joseph whatsoever. So they just put him into the pit and sold him to the Egyptian merchandise, all those people, traders, and he ended up in prison. And somehow God just put him into good high, second rank and the power of power in Egypt. He became a second man. And a few years later, his brothers just come to Egypt and looking for food. And that is the time that he said to his brothers. This is what he said, Genesis chapter 50, the last chapter, verse 20 says, you planned evil plan against me, but God planned, God's good plan, God planned it for good to bring about the present result. You can see what has happened, the survival of many people. Oh, there was a drought, there was no food, nothing to eat, but God made it a good so I can even provide you a meal. Even you had an evil plan, God turned all those bad plans to good plans because God is always good. God is always good. Always good. So when we come to the Lord, my Father, you're always good. Can you say that to the Lord? And I know you can make all this according to your plan. Your plan is good because you are always good. Wow, that's the first thing that we have to know. God is working together. You know, this is something that Joseph went through this difficult time, suffering. You suffer for somebody else, benefit of other people. It's good because through you, make all society better. Good place to live. That's redemptive suffering. Jesus Christ went to cross, died for us. That's redemptive suffering. You have done nothing wrong, but you go through the suffering. So make working God's good plan. And any evil plan, well, God will destroy the whole thing. But always God's plan wins, because God's plan is a good plan. It has to work. Work together for good. Wow. So God even used Joseph. God even can use you to make this place better because you pray to the Lord, our Father, good God, and it will work it. So since God is good, He brings good out of bad. God is always good. Second one, because God is always good, it's the last one. God's answer is no. The no is still always good. Wow. Because God is good all the time. Any answer is a good answer, right? It has to be. Because God is good, even no is always, always good. That's a key point. God's plan is good. God's no is good too. Wow. Once we know these two basic principles, basic fundamental biblical foundation, then we have great confidence. You don't have to be a professional prayer. It depends on God's ability and who He is and His character. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9 says, "My thoughts are completely different from yours, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so far my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thought." Totally, completely different than your idea. Wow. So, this is why He doesn't answer the way we want it to be answered. We always want yes, right? We want, "God, I want you to say, there's no other choice. God, you have to say yes. What if I pray? But that is my plan. That is my thought. But God's thought is completely, completely different than what our thoughts. We thought it's yes, but God said no, because it's far higher than our thoughts. Because He wants good for our lives even more than what we think is good. We think this is good, but God thinks my thoughts are different than you. But goodness, this is goodness. When I say no, it is good. When you think yes is good, no, that your thought is not fit to these circumstances. Let's go deeper then. God's answer is always good. He answers every single prayer. Four ways, you know, God will give an answer, and all those answers are good. Yes, first, green light. Yes, you can go. Yes, your request, your prayer is right. Yes, and timing is right, perfect. This is time that you should do it. So now, and you have motivation. You have good motivation. then it's good to go. It's yes. Wow, my thoughts and God's thoughts is somehow it's the same. Wow. Wow, that's good. But let's go to the second one. Wow, your request, your prayer, there's nothing wrong. It's right, perfectly right. It's a good request, but you're not ready to handle it. You can't handle it. I will give it to you, but you cannot handle this God's gift, God's answer. You have to grow up. It's not time for you. Getting married is a good idea. I will answer. I will give it to you, yes. But you still have to finish your, you know, high school, right? Yeah. You have to grow up. You have to get mature. Yeah. Well, it's just something that we have to know. Sometimes we can't even handle it. Sometimes we have to wait for. Yes, that's the one. Yellow sign. Slow down. Slow down. When God said no, that's a deny. But when God said slow, it's not denial. It's a delay. When the timing is not right, it is good request, but can you wait? Wait is not no. It's good. It's still good. Wait is still good. When you can't handle it right now, you have to grow up. Wow, that's still good. Surely yes, it's excellent. But how about no? Are you kidding me? Are you asking me this? When the request is not right, God will say no, no. For instance, you know, you know what you're asking for? You don't even know what you're asking for. This is what is it? It's the mother of John and James. James and John. The mother said, wow, this is a great deliverer. He is a savior for these Israelite people. He will be one day will be king. So this was the mother's request. Jesus Christ, Lord, when you get to your kingdom in heaven, can my two boys can sit either side of you, left or right, James and John, can you do that? But she doesn't know what she was asking for. You know, in order for him to, you know, elevate it to the heaven, he has died on the cross. So mother doesn't know what she was asking for. Surely he has to say, no, this is what I have to do. It's not you to do it. You can't even do it. I'm a sinless person, but you commit sins, and that cannot save the whole humanity, whole people. It is me, not you. It's not your way to do it. So mother of James and John asking something, they didn't know what they were asking. So this was what Jesus answered. You don't realize what you are asking for. Wrong. So God said, no. Jesus said, no. Sometimes we ask something that we should not ask for. So this is one. So no is still good because we're going to run into something we don't even imagine. We can't even, I'm not the right person to do it. That's not something that I should ask for. Even Jesus Christ asked the Lord, Lord, I don't want this cup. Can you pass this away? But God said, no. The Father of God even said to Jesus, no. You have to take this cross. There's no other way to save this whole world. God even told Jesus Christ, no. He doesn't want that. But it's still good. Wow. So it's not what you need and not good for you. And so we have to trust God. There's no other way. Yes. So what is the answer for this question? Yes, we had a finger surgery. Is this doctor a good doctor or a bad doctor? Wow. God allows us to go through the pain. God doesn't stop the painful process. Do you call God bad God? Do you call this doctor a bad doctor? No, he is still a good doctor, and he is still a good God. When we go through this painful moment, he's not a bad God, he's still a good God when you go through the hard time. Almost everything we learn in our lives, so we learn through pain, not the pleasure. Pain is always good for us, make us grow in the Lord. So, in order for us to pray effectively, we have to know how good God is. If we know God is always good, God's plan is always good, God's law is still good, and still our painful moment is not ended, God is still good. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, then I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Heavenly Father, now I know that I can call you Father, but not just average